pleasure now to welcome on the new play-by-play voice for the Blue Wahoos, Eric Bramer. Eric, how are you doing today?
Good, Drew. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it is my absolute pleasure. Really looking forward to having you down here and welcome to Pensacola. You know, congratulations on getting the gig. I'll jump right into it. So you've got a lot of experience. You know, you've done Double A, you've done Triple A, you've done Low A as well. Back in Double A, how does it feel to be back in the saddle in Double A, and particularly here in Pensacola?
Really excited. Yeah, Double A is where I got my start. My first job in affiliated minor league baseball was just a couple hours away over with the Biloxi Shuckers in 2017. So I got to know what was at the time the Southern League back then, and I actually had a chance to travel to Pensacola and do a couple road games there. So I had at least a passing familiarity with the Blue Wahoos, and their reputation precedes them, if you will. They've got a great reputation for treating the fans well, treating their employees well, and for all those reasons and more, it was an opportunity I just couldn't pass up.
Absolutely. What are you looking forward to most in being the lead play-by-play voice?
Well, just the fact that I think they've established something really, really special in Pensacola. I come from Fredericksburg, Virginia, where we have a low-A team affiliated with the Nationals. And it was cool to be a part of their inaugural season in a brand new ballpark, but that also brought with it some challenges. You know, you're teaching fans how minor league baseball works for the first time, and you're getting a lot of things off the ground. To jump in to what is already a pretty established operation in Pensacola, where the fans know what to expect and there is a tradition of success, that's something that's really appealing to me.
And one of the things about you, and this tends to be to go in line with the Blue Wahoos a little bit, but family ties and this job connect. Your dad is Minnesota Twins TV play-by-play announcer. Dick Bremer has been, you know, calling games for a very long time. How has your father influenced you in the game of baseball? Is this a game you always grew up loving and being a part of, or is it something that you caught on to a little bit later?
I grew up in and around the game, going to the Metrodome, you know, on Sunday mornings and sitting in the booth with my dad. And he's never pressured me or pushed me into anything, but you see your father, regardless of the industry that they're in, you see a parent enjoy what they do, and it's no wonder that you find those options appealing. And as he likes to say, he gets paid to go to baseball games. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Is this something you knew you always wanted to do as well? Obviously, you know, being around the game and maybe you knew right away, hey, I want to announce baseball. Obviously, is that something that was a goal of yours immediately, or were you looking to play it first and just be around the game in some way, shape, or form, and that's how you got into broadcasting?
Yeah, I played baseball through high school, played American Legion ball, all that stuff, but never really had any aspirations to go beyond that. I wasn't good enough, for one. That's probably the most important part of the equation. But I went into college with an open mind in terms of what I wanted to do, but quickly got involved with student radio at Northwestern University, and they have a great program in conjunction with the Big Ten Network to get students some on-air opportunities, announcing, broadcasting some pretty high-caliber collegiate sports. So once you get into that, you get to do it at a high level, you get hooked pretty quick.
And if I get this correct, you're not just going to be doing play-by-play. You're also going to do a whole lot on social media and in the community as well, correct?
Yeah, you know, we've got a great creative services team with Daniel Venn at the helm. He's putting together a good group of people that have specialties in different things, but I have experience doing media relations, baseball communications, and also some community work in the off season, and that's one of the things that Pensacola, I know, does really, really well, and I'm looking forward to jumping in and embracing the community of Pensacola and helping to spread the Blue Wahoos around.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you'll come to find that this is a city that loves its minor league baseball. Want to jump from the Blue Wahoos now to this whole lockout situation with Major League Baseball. The lockout doesn't necessarily affect the Wahoos, but what are your overall thoughts of the state of baseball with this lockout?
Well, it's obviously frustrating for all baseball fans to have baseball in the news for things other than how exciting the game and its players are. And as you said, it's not going to impact the Blue Wahoos season in as much as it only impacts players who are on the Major League 40-man roster. So if worse comes to worse and we do have a delayed start to the Major League season, you could see kind of a ripple effect with the players playing at a higher level to fill some gaps up above. But the Blue Wahoos season will go on as scheduled, and hopefully the Major League Baseball season will go on as scheduled. I think all along people just kind of figured that the negotiations were going to go down to the wire, because that's when the pressure finally gets put on. And over the course of the last week or few days, I think we've really seen the temperature get turned up. So hopefully that brings us closer to a deal. And by the time, by the time I get down to Pensacola here in a few days, maybe we'll have an agreement in place. That would definitely be a great thing for all parties.
Oh, yeah, I definitely hope for the same thing. Is there an issue that you find the most interesting with this? You know, we've got the service time stuff, salaries, obviously, and money being an issue. There's no surprise to that. But also this new domestic reserve list news, where Major League Baseball is looking to have some flexibility with that in terms of determining how many, you know, roster spots there are, or how many players a team can have at any given time.
Yeah, speaking as someone who, you know, works in minor league baseball, my ears perk up every time I hear something that is being negotiated that impacts the minor league players, because, again, the minor league players are not in the union, the Players Association, but many things that are being hashed out here directly impact the minor league players, whether that's the length of the draft, which was shortened last year from 40 to 20 after that weird five-round draft in 2020, to other things, international draft pools, international signing bonuses, stuff like that. That all impacts the minor league level. And unfortunately, many of my colleagues and many people in the minor league baseball industry were left without a job as the contraction of many minor league clubs prior to the last season took place. So I have a vested interest in that, not just for myself, but for many of my friends and colleagues across minor league baseball. And I hope that the people who have the decision-making power come to realize what the people in Pensacola know, that minor league baseball is an asset to communities all across the country, and they bring baseball to people who might not otherwise have access to the major league product.
He's Eric Brammer, new play-by-play voice of the Blue Wahoos. Well, Eric, again, congratulations on the job. Really looking forward to meeting you and being able to work with you as the games will be on ESPN Pensacola. And you have safe travels getting down here, and we'll be in touch.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, really looking forward to it. Opening day, early April, and it's coming up before we know it. Can't wait to get started.